Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Alex has a personal question for you. How do you stay humble in spite of the immense impact you have on so many and the widespread fame you have?
I don't. What makes him think I'm humble? A lot of people don't think I'm humble. So I don't know which of them are right. So really, I'll take the question to mean, how do you work at it? And that's a good question. And I do try to work at it.
I can add one thing. I know that you often, when we ask how we can pray for you, ask that we would pray that God will keep you in the right place.
Yeah, and I pray that myself. I say to the Lord, before I give way to any kind of pride, any kind of proud misuse of this influence from my ego, kill me. Take me before I ruin this church or this ministry or these books, before I bring, if I have to end on a note that would cast a pall over the entire life of effort, take me, please, before that happens. So praying those kind of prayers. I think prayer really is crucial, pleading with God for humility. But God always uses means, and the means are both providences and truth. And the truth is, I'm a sinner. I am a sinner. I wasn't only a sinner. I am a sinner. He who says he has, present tense, no sin, is deceived. 1 John 1:8. So I am a sinner. This does not take any big argument. And it doesn't take much of a mirror. I just see it over and over again. And therefore, I said to our staff yesterday morning, we were talking about reputations of the church and so on. And I said, pray that we as a staff daily be stunned by grace in our lives. Because if we aren't amazed by grace towards us, we will be a finger-pointing church mainly. See, that was the issue, is Bethlehem takes a lot of stands and therefore is unhappy with a lot of people's views and therefore can be very negative. And I said, the only solution there, since Paul had a lot of things he disagreed with and got upset with a lot of people, the only answer to that is, are you more amazed that you're saved than that they're lost? And we should be amazed that God has treated us so generously. So laboring to see that means know our sin and know the cross well. And a third thing is ask people around you to please be honest and tell you when you're blowing it. Blowing it in little ways or big ways. So I now and then I'll say to the staff, please, I know I got a lot of authority around here and I'm hard to disagree with, and but would you please, if you see an attitude, if you see an action, if you see a laziness, if you see anything, covetousness or greed or lust or selfishness, would you please come to me? Email me if it's too hard to face me, or just come to me and tell me. And they do. I mean, some of the young guys are courageous and will say, don't you think you need to talk to that person after saying that? And I do. I just had to email somebody the other day and say, I mentioned your name in a group. I shouldn't have mentioned it. I said something negative. I was joking, but it really wasn't joking. And I asked for forgiveness. And this guy emailed back. I just got the email yesterday. And he was so gracious. It's not a problem. I've done the same thing. I forgive you. And I said to Nathan on the plane when I was reading this email, how sweet it is when brothers dwell together in unity, and how horrible it is when you're nervous at night that somebody's mad at you, that you've said something. So having people around you who exhort you and rebuke you is crucial, and then recognizing that everything you do in the strength that God supplies. That can be an empty phrase if you're not really believing it. But Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. but I worked harder than any of them. Now, he could stop right there and boast in that work, but he said, I worked harder than any of them. Nevertheless, it was not I, but the grace of God that was with me. I just think that was a very powerful reality for Paul. He worked. He could boast. In fact, he did boast about certain gospel things. But when it came to himself, he said, any good that I do, I have done by grace. Same thing in Romans 15, 18. God forbid that I should boast except what Christ has wrought in me to bring about the obedience of the Gentiles. So that if I look at a book or I look at a conference and people are saying they got helped, I am trembling inside that I didn't blow it or I didn't drop the ball or I didn't quit. And I'm saying, God, how long will you keep this going? How long will you have your hand on me? I cannot believe you are so persevering and kind with one who's so imperfect. I don't know if it might help, but at the Desiring God website, I wrote a summary of these things, about 10 ways that I fight pride. If you type in pride or humility or something like that on the search window at desiringgod.org, you'll see the stringing together of some of these ways that I try to fight this in my life.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.